receive you. This is Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency. Traffic for the net, please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Being heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the reaction portion. And tonight we will start with our pre-net check-ins. And first on that list is Mr. Andrew, W2AMD in Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Mel, K4XMR out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, W4SCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI. They make their home and traveler's rest. Next, we'd like to welcome Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and they are out of Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW from Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, down in Ponte Gorda, Florida. Actually, I think he's in Newland, North Carolina. Is what the pre-net check-in says. And next, we'd like to welcome KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy out of Table Rock. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, N4JRB out of Greer. Next on this list is Tony, N4ASW. And he brings along Miss Kimberly, KQ4JSK. And they're up in Asheville. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Scott, KX4YM out of Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Leon, NC9V, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, and they're in Hendersonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Landon, KG4WNP. And I'd like to thank every one of them for checking in. And with that, we don't have any EchoLink stations, so we'll move right along to the RF. Tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar. We're both in Piedmont and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
For HKX. Check everybody on the net. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, UIQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 is to you, everybody on the net.
Will Paul is right here. And first, we'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. Then he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. And Miss Lorena and Rick are up in Piedmont. And Miss Michelle is down in Ware Shoals. And Rick, thank you for bringing them in tonight. I do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. Dave, thank you for checking in with us tonight. I do appreciate that. And we're going to pause right here for just a moment. We've got an EchoLink station. So EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Hello, Net Control. Please check in. KQ4MSD. That's David in Sandy Springs, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Thanks for letting the EchoLinks in. Appreciate it.
We'd like to welcome Mr. David, KQ4MSD, down there in Sandy Springs. I do appreciate you coming in here tonight. And we try to watch out for the EchoLinks so that they can get in here without getting stepped on. So, do appreciate it. It's a pleasure. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Delta, Alpha 2 Delta. Please call KO4HKX. With that follows, we assume we got everybody for that pass, and we'll move on up to Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Warren, N4HHC, down there in Taylor's. Warren, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by. Do appreciate that. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Could please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Counter, North Carolina. Be negative, negative tonight, Patrick. Thanks.
I would like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, up there in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you tonight. Looking forward to the Waynesville Ham Fest coming up here in, what, about 3 weeks? The 20th? Do appreciate you putting all that on and all the effort. Can't wait to see you again. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo 2 Hotel, Echo 2 Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we've got everybody, but we have another Echo Link station up, so we're going to pause right here and see if we can get our Echo Link stations checked in. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control. Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer, negative and negative.
4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Greg, KO4WTQ, down there in Greer. And Greg, it's good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping in. Do appreciate that. And with that, we're going to move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James in Pavonis Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
KX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Good to hear you in, yeah. Good to hear you calling in.
For HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. And I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
For HKX. Check in Kilo Oscar 4 Lima Alpha Quebec. That's KO4LAQ. Martin up in Timothy. I'll be in and out. Thanks for calling it up.
I'd like to welcome this fine group in here. First on there is Mr. James, KK4JFO, up there or over there for me in Tuxedo. James, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome one of our Monday night net controllers, KO4JKV. He will be calling tomorrow night, and he is up in Asheville. Duncan, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by here and coming in here tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they're making a home down in Greer. And Larry, I'll be back around to you after we get done with the RF check-ins for RagQ. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Martin, KQ4LAQ, out of Tomasi. Martin, I think that's the first time you checked in with me, and I do appreciate it. Maybe the second, but wasn't sure. But not a call that I recognize right off yet, so good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX.
Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa, Steve in Simpsonville, be negative and negative.
All right, we'd like to welcome KC4IVP, that's Mr. Steven down there in Simpsonville. Steven, thank you, sir, for stopping by. I do appreciate that, and you're sounding good coming in from Simpsonville. And with that, we will try one more time, India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. I was distracted. Did I hear you acknowledge my check-in?
Sure it did, but I will acknowledge it again just to make sure. We'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They're down there in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comments. I'll be back around shortly.
Thank you.
That one will move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX. All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt down there in Inman. Sorry about that, Walt. Get used to that KO4. Sometimes it just comes out, but apologize for that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Eddie. Eddie is our resident elder, W4NTQ, and he is down there in Simpsonville. And Eddie, your radio is still breaking up on you, but I did get you in here, so I do appreciate you coming by here tonight. And thank you, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're moving on up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick. And I'll be negative, negative, sir.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty. And I won't be negative and negative. Oh, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
I would like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice had a wonderful day, and I hope you got some of the rain that we got up here. Then we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG, down there in Liberty. Chris, thank you, sir, for stopping by tonight, checking in with us. Do appreciate that. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in. Kilo, Quebec, 4, Quebec, Lacelle, Victor, KQ4QHV. This is Nick in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out.
SKH, Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Julia. Bill in Calpin, negative, negative.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Nick, KQ4QHV, down there in Pendleton. Nick, thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Do appreciate it. Good to hear you. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KK4TRJ, down there in Cowpens. Bill, thank you for stopping by also. Do appreciate you coming by here and checking in with us. And with that, we are going to move on up to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
Hello to you and Elise and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thank you for calling the net, Patrick.
Kilo 4, Uniform Bravo Delta. This is Jan in Traveler's Rest, and we are enjoying this glorious rain. Thank you so much for calling the net. 73 to everybody.
All right, we'd like to welcome my good friend Shane, N4ZLK, down there in Cleveland. Shane, I hope things are going good for you, and hope you and Miss Beth are enjoying your weekend. And with that, appreciate you coming by and checking in. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Jan, K4UBD, and she makes her home down there in Traveler's Rest. And Miss Jan, I apologize for that, and thank you for stopping by and checking in with us. You've got a great signal coming in from Traveler's Rest. With that, we'll try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HK. With that pause, we'll assume we've got everybody in that group for now. And we've been all the way through the alphabet, so we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HK.
KO4HKX. Please check in, KB2GUN. That's Kilo Bravo 2, Golf Uniform November. Bill and Mills Reverend, lunch. Good evening, Patch. So things going well with you over there. And I'm clear. No comments.
KO4HKX. And Kilo Golf 4, Delta Mike Sierra, Dwayne, Traveler's Rest.
AX, out of the slot, please forgive me. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and your family. Hope you have a good 4th and good evening and happy 4th to everyone on the net. W4IOE, no traffic, no comment.
All right, we'll pause right here for just a minute. Dwayne, can you come back and give me your call sign one more time, please, sir? You're down in the noise for me.
Kilo Golf 4, Delta Mike Sierra.
All right, thank you for that. We'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KB2GUN, and he is up there in Mills River for me. And Bill, good to hear you, and thank you, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dwayne, KG4DMS. I appreciate you stopping by tonight and checking in with us. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, over in Fletcher. And Sid, you're not out of order. You're perfectly on time. I'm in the Alpha 2 Zulu, so anywhere in there will fit. And I hope you and Miss Beverly have a good week and enjoy your 4th of July. And hopefully you got some of the rain that we got over here today. All right, with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX, please check in. Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Echo Victor, KJ4YEV, this is Al in Gastonia, North Carolina. No traffic, no comments. Good evening to everybody on the net.
Welcome, Mr. Al, KJ4YEV, and he's down there in Gastonia. And Al, you sounded good coming in from Gastonia. And I'm going to ask the question, and you're probably going to say yes, but are you still on your handheld?
I'm on the base rig tonight running 50 watts. I probably could get in on the HT on 5 watts, as good as this repeater sounds, though.
That always surprises me that you get in here on 5 watts, and as close as I am, I struggle to get into it. I'm 8 miles from it, but there's a lot of dirt between me and it. I'm on the other side of the mountain, and it's a struggle some nights.
73, KJ4YEV.
Bye, Al. Appreciate that. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Check in, Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he brings along Miss Angela. KQ4TBD, and they make their home down there in southern Greenville County. And Tommy, thank you for coming by tonight and bringing along your beautiful bride, Miss Angela. Thank you, sir, for that. And with that, as long as I can keep getting them, we're going to keep trying. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KX. Patrick, Miss Elise and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joint. We're still at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Elise, and all on the net.
All right, we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things swap net. That's Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and he brings on his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, and they make their home down there in Easley. And Gary, I hope you and Joy had a good weekend, and I hope you got some of the rain down there on your garden we've got up here, so good to hear you tonight, and maybe I'll give you a call sometime tomorrow. Thank you for stopping by tonight. And with that, like I say, well, as long as we can keep getting them, we're going to keep trying. KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looking for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. I believe it was, in Greenville.
Relay, Patrick, KI4DOS.
Thank you, Gary. Can you go ahead and relay that for me?
That's John over in Greenville. I think it's KO4GOD or KI4GOD. I can't remember which one it is.
John, KI4GOD. Sorry about that, John, but I appreciate you trying there with us, and we got you checked in. We're down there in Greenville. And thank you, sir, for coming by and checking in with us tonight. Thank you for relaying that in for me, sir. With that, we'll keep trying. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. HKX, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray, Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Bye. We'd like to welcome Jim, KA2TXJ, down there in Taylor's. And Jim, thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. It's my pleasure to check you in. And like I said, we're going to keep trying as long as we can get them. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. Looks like we've got through them all tonight for this section of there. So we'll close out the check-ins, and this is KO4HKX. Now securing the formal portions of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops in between rag chews. And first on the stump tonight, and it is a wet stump up here, so that'd be Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
KX and the net, this is KK4JBQ. Well, it's a wet stump here too. It's been raining off and on for several days here. When the sun comes up, it's a pretty day. Oh goodness, the temperatures have been in the 70s. And then the day starts to get hotter and hotter, and then it rains, cools it off. And it gets hotter and hotter, and the rain comes and cools it off. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. But anyway, I'll take it as long as God keeps giving them out. I'll take every day coming. Heaven's sakes. Here we are the last day of June. And I I'm happy to see it, I guess. But the last day of June, it's, you know, June is my birth month, and I try to enjoy the whole month, you know. Not in any terribly special way. That comes on the 28th. That's my birthday. But just because I can, I try to celebrate a little bit every day of my birth month. And that's worked out for me. I'm just in a better mood if I'm trying, you know? Hey, so I celebrated a little bit for my birthday. Didn't go anywhere or anything, and just searched and searched around for a DVD that I knew I had and I wanted to watch again. And I found it, I watched it again, and since I had seen it, oh goodness, many years ago, it looked a lot better than I had remembered it, because, you know, new television and new player, so that really helps a lot. So I enjoyed going to the movies in a sense. KK4JBQ.
Larry, I don't know if I remembered to tell you or not, or did tell you, but happy birthday. And yes, it's always good to try to enjoy the day, no matter what day it is. It's, you can start out trying, at least that's better than starting out not trying. And I'm assuming you tried to watch, or you did watch, the movie you were talking about last week, Firefox, with Clint Eastwood in it. Is that the one you were talking about?
When I found it and plugged it in, I read on the disc itself that it had extra material, and I don't think I had ever watched that before. Now, this is probably the fourth or fifth time that I've watched this, so I knew the dialogue by now, you know. So after watching the movie, I had a treat. I really did. Because it covered the making of the movie. And as I understand it now, this is quite often material that you'll find on a DVD. Oh, you could go to the web and look such things up, but this puts it all in context, you see, because it's specific to this particular movie. Now, I had forgotten that Eastwood directed a lot of his films, and that makes something I've never even considered. If you are an actor in a movie and also a director, you've got a scene coming up, or maybe you're in the next scene, you have to wear your, you know, your costume, whatever, and be in makeup and everything. And Eastwood sort of, he talked with an interviewer throughout this, and they showed scenes from various things. And this was from 1982, the year that the movie was made. And so the old cars, and he looked a lot different. Well, he looked like I remember him as Rowdy Yates on Wagon Train, you know. And well, he's himself, but he looks a little different now. He's 94. And goodness, I can't think of being that advanced in years. I don't know, maybe it's because my day is coming soon. I don't know. It's just hard for me to stretch that far. But he looks awfully good for his age. Anyhow, yeah. And I've made up my mind to go through my small stash of DVDs that I have kept over time. And the next one I think I'll watch is called The Quiet Man. Have you ever viewed that movie?
That I have, Larry. I don't know that one either.
Treat coming. You really do. Because John Wayne stars in that movie. He's the main character. Not a Western. He plays a prize fighter who hangs his gloves up and moves off to the old country where his family is from, the character he plays. That would be Ireland. The first time and Maureen O'Hara is his wife eventually, but it's a great movie. It's well acted and a good story. And the first time I ever saw how roofs are thatched, you know, with straw. I guess it's straw over there. He does some of that to his own, well, his character does some of that to his own house as he readies it for his new bride. And moving in to the old home place, so to speak. It's a little bit action-packed. There's a horse race, and there's a couple of fights and stuff like that. It's, you know, it's regular John Wayne. So, anyway, I've enjoyed it, and I could recommend it to anybody. KK4JBQ.
You were talking there. I typed it in and pulled it up on the computer, and I'll have to check that one out and see if I can find. I couldn't find Firefox. It wasn't on there without having to pay more for it. So I'll have to keep trying on it.
It'll be a different, if you have watched John Wayne movies, it'll be a little different. I think he gets into his character a little more. It's something about the movie appealed to him. Who was it? John Ford directed most of his movies. He directed this one. So it's very well put together, and I can say I can recommend it. So anyway, that's something new I picked up, a new activity. Shuffle through the old movies, see if there's any that I'd like to see again. As I have learned, this new television displays them rather nice. Oh, and there was some in the extra materials. I was hoping that they'd cover this. How they shot on Firefox, how they shot the plane and the aerobatics that it was doing. It wasn't entirely, I mean, I wasn't watching it too critical for this or anything, but there were lots of aerobatics in the air. So they did cover that. It was before CGI, when that makes it so easy if a computer is doing everything, the heavy lifting, you might say. But before CGI, you had to, you know, paste it on a background and incrementally make individual shots. Glory, how tedious that must have been. Anyway, they described that, and I forget what they called it. There's a technical name for doing that. It's passé now, of course. CGI's really taken over. He did mention, because I think maybe he did a, was it Space Cowboys or something like that? He did make that movie. And he commented that if you're shooting a space movie, it's no problem because the background is dark or black. But they were shooting with the backdrop of the sky with clouds, you know, or water, mountains, things like that. So the little, when they were superimposing the plane on the background, there's a little dark line that they had to go in on every frame and touch it up. Oh, wow. KK4JBQ.
For HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Yeah, Larry, CGI, I don't mind too much, but the new AI stuff, I don't know. I don't care for it. I've seen some movies with it in it already, and It just looks like a cartoon to me. I haven't found that I care much for it so far. But now I've seen a picture of a friend of mine that she had generated out of AI this morning, and I was really surprised at how well it looked. It was just amazing that it was computer generated and not her.
Well, that's something I know almost nothing about. I know what AI stands for, but that's about all I know. I suppose over time we'll all become more familiar with that. Something that I was wondering. My eyesight is not the best, especially a computer screen, especially if you're in front of the computer screen for any period of time. You know, a lot of it's print, and you have to have it close. I'm right now sitting probably 2 feet away from the screen. So it gets, it strains my eyes, I suppose. So, quite often if I have downloaded a book, just the text, you know, or something like that, most computers these days will read text to you. And I find that quite, it's interesting. I was going to say soothing, but it depends on what the text is, of course. But someone is reading to you in a voice that's very mechanical. So if they can improve that, that would be fabulous, I think, to have a more human-sounding voice for reading programs. I know that's quite necessary for the blind. We used to have, in the area here, we used to have a group of blind hams, and I became friends with a couple of them and participated in QSOs with them, and I began to learn how difficult it is to operate a radio and, you know, all of that. Amateur radio is, it's an attractive hobby to most anybody, even those with disabilities or something important like eyesight that they've lost. Well, so readers are very expensive if they're good. And I guess if they come with your operating system, they're not so good. KK4JBQ.
I don't have much experience with those. I know they're out there, but like your phone, you can tell it to read your text message when it's in driving mode and that kind of thing. But I don't use any of that. I just wait till I stop somewhere and then take care of it. But yeah, if you could get the more human-like sounding, and they're working on that with AI. That's one of the things that they're doing. I know a lot of the movie stars and TV show stars and that kind of stuff, they're kind of upset about AI coming in and taking their job, because you really don't need them anymore if you can generate your own images and you can just tell ChatGPT to do this and it'll come up with a whole movie or snippet for you. It'll generate it right there.
Tickled a memory for me. And it's still, just, I still can't put the whole thing together. But there was a movie made back, now I imagine that this thing was made in the, probably in the 80s. It was called Looker, L-O-O-K-E-R. And it was about the industry takeover of generated characters. It was very futuristic, and it was, as I recall, it was an interesting storyline. It seems that in Hollywood at the time, actors were obsessed, especially actors where their looks were paramount. they were obsessed with getting everything just right, getting, you know, plastic surgery to change little imperfections, just an attempt to be perfect, you see. And anyway, that's about as much as I remember. I do recall that I saw it more than once, and I like it both times. I have found that if I'm seeing a movie and I could watch it and enjoy it the first time through, I would get more out of it. I knew what dialogue was coming, but I would sense that I did miss something the first time, and maybe it made a slight difference, you know, in the storyline and my perception of how things were paced and the interaction of characters, the relationship between characters. Sometimes I would miss that because, you know, maybe I was interrupted or something. So Donna thinks I'm a little bit nuts to watch something more than once. More than once?
Couple movies more than once. Can't think of the name of them right now. But, yeah, there's a couple things. I've watched TV shows, this series, more than once. And, yeah, you pick up little things that you missed along the way, like you say, the first time you were watching it. And the second time you're watching it and you're not having to pay as close attention to certain things so you can get the other details that come in there. Yeah, I've done that on quite a few things.
KK4JBQ. If the dialogue is complicated, and it will depend in some way, and perhaps for everybody, because everyone's range of hearing and their acuity, you know, that word is used often with vision. But you can have hearing being another of our senses, that can have acuity also. I'm not an audiologist, but I do know that sometimes Donna and I can be watching television, and I've got the remote control because she does not care to learn how to use it, to tell you the truth. So I'll reach over and I'll pause it, and I say, "Honey, what did they just say there?" And she's heard it, and I did not. Or my mind was distracted. And I can just about count on the fact that if she's awake, sometimes she dozes off. But if she heard it, then she explains it to me. I put it together, and we can go on again. Kind of, I know maybe that's a little weird, but anyhow, if you hear dialogue at least twice, for sure there's something you missed. At least that's my consistent experience with dialogue. I listen for it. I relish in dialogue. If there's a lot of fast action and that's all there is on the screen, you know, that and sound effects, that won't hold my attention. But good dialogue. There was a movie really noted for that. It's the first time I really understood this about myself. I was watching a movie called The Goodbye Girl. A highly acclaimed movie for its time, probably back in the 90s, I'd say. Well, the dialogue was everything. Everything about that movie. So I've watched that maybe four or five times. And I get something different out of it every time. Not different, but something more out of it every time. KK4JBQ.
Yeah, and that, for me, like I said, I get to paying attention to what's going on, and I lose some of the details. And sometimes it's hard for me to pick out small noises or dialogues in the background from years of loud noises and just being around that. When I get in a crowd, I just can't hear good.
and it, I have to pay real close attention and end up missing certain things. And it's the same way when I watch a movie, but I'll watch it a couple times, and yeah, you can get it. And I don't know the Goodbye Girl. I've never seen that one either. But I was one of those kids in the 80s that didn't spend much time in the house. We weren't allowed to. So we got shooed out in the morning and didn't come back till dark.
I think I remember that stage in my life, too. Exactly the same thing happened, and probably for a similar reason. If we weren't in the house, it was just us two boys at the time. My baby sister came along as a late child. I was 13 when she came into the family. But we were shooed out of the house because, as my mama once put it, if you're not here, I don't have to watch you. And she would, really, she would have to watch, you know, like, watch us like a hawk. Especially my brother. He got into everything, and he never took any responsibility for the damage. That's one thing I remember about him. But anyway, Richard Dreyfuss played the male lead, and I've been struggling with, and this is another thing about recalling movies, seeing them more than once, enjoying them in a different way each time. As we get older, I don't like starting sentences that way, but as we get older, it's good to exercise your memory and your senses, you know, and because you they might need a little tune-up. Your attention span, I don't know, I think my attention span has drifted any, but maybe it has. I can get pulled off into thinking other things or whatever. But surely what has always worked for you before will be a little different as age piles on. It'll just be a little different as you go along. And well, anyway, if you find something that works for you and that works for me, then I'll just keep on doing that. Yeah. Goodbye Girl was a great, it was kind of a comedy, situational. Dreyfuss would play Close Encounters of the Third Kind. That's where he really became a known actor, and his career just it really let loose after Close Encounters. But this was earlier, and my mind wants to come up with the female, but I'm just not going to get it. She was married to the director, and she became a very well-known actress, and the director's a fabulous director. I think he was also the playwright for the movie. So it's a lot of fun to watch. It is set in New York City, and it's something, you know, New York City life is something I didn't know anything about. I would learn a little more about it as I met people from the city, and Donna's from New York State, and she could tell me a little more than, you know, you just pick up little things along the way, don't you? But that one just, it opened my eyes. I don't know exactly what the square footage of that New York City apartment was, but there was also a little girl. The actress's daughter in her role, of course, and she was a little smarty pants, you know. She was, a lot of the comedy came with the child. Anyway, it was a very, very, very small apartment, and they kept running into each other, and those three humans tried to use the same bathroom and all of that. So, anyway, it was a comedy. Look it up. It's worthwhile, anyhow. Well, Patrick, I could just go on and on, and that's not what this is about, is it? You have yourself a great evening, and let's all enjoy July. It's a challenging month to enjoy, I know. Starts off real good. 4th of July can be, that can be something. That can be a firecracker, can it? Oh, dear, poor humor. Have yourself a good night, Patrick. Thank you again for calling the net. It's a service you render to all of us.
Good to talk to you tonight. Always a pleasure. And enjoy just chatting for a few minutes with you. And thank you for the kind words about calling the net. It is my pleasure to do that. I enjoy it. Hopefully we can find some other net controllers here before long. And they can learn to enjoy it as much as we do. But thanks for coming by tonight, and Larry, and hanging out with us for a few minutes. And with that, I'm going to jump over here and see if we got any more check-ins. Check-ins, Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. All right, I invite you back tomorrow night. Mr. Duncan will be calling the net, and I know he will look forward to checking you in, and you will enjoy the time over there also at 9 o'clock. And so look forward to that. And with that, I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly. KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HKX, clear.
KX, KK4JBQ.
KO4HKX, go ahead, Larry.
So, it was driving me a little bit crazy, so I did go to the net and looked up Goodbye Girl, and Marsha Mason was the actress. Neil Simon, a great screenwriter, wrote the movie, and they were the married couple. Kind of interesting, might imagine, that in a sense, Dreyfuss was playing the male interest to his wife. I mean, I spent a little time in a theater, community theater, mind you, and they're really kooky people. I think anybody would agree that they're a little bit different kind of folks. You have to get into the role and play the role. Sometimes it's difficult if it's not your cup of tea, but it's a role that needs to be filled, especially in community theater. You just, you know, I played things that I had no idea what to do. But you do a study on that, and you wind up enlarging yourself a little bit and taking chances and steps forward in directions that you might not have traveled to attempt something like that. I'm glad I did. I wouldn't have stayed in it for long. I did maybe 6 plays. That was enough. Met some great people, and I kept friendships. One of the guys I met became my employer, as it turned out. But anyhow, theater people are different kind of folks, and I'm sure that goes for a cast on a movie also. But I always saw that interesting, that the playwright and the actress were married, and she played someone else's love interest. and you work with that all day long, you know? Anyhow, I've already bent your ear, and I appreciate your being kind and tolerating my rambling sometimes. KK4JBQ.